key part in HIV treatment is eliminating the virus from the patient. The treatment uses antiretroviral drugs, which target viruses floating in the bloodstream. The drugs are able to effectively reduce the number of viruses in the body, also known as the viral load. Unfortunately, medication can't target viruses hiding out in dormant cells. These dormant cells could become active later on without any warning, increasing the number of viruses in the patient. Jessica Conway and Daniel Coombs of UBC are trying to predict when and how dormant cells activate in HIV-infected patients during treatment.
When people are on treatment, their viral load gets so low that it can't be detected anymore. That's actually not quite true. You can detect it, but you need a really specialized and expensive test. So if you go to the clinic and you ask for a test and you're on treatment, most of the time they won't detect any virus in your body at all or in your blood. So this kind of raises the question of where is the virus hanging out? Because we know that if you stop treating somebody, the virus will come back.
It's the dormant phase that makes treatment less than 100% effective at completely eliminating the virus.
What a virus can do is it has a way of getting into a human cell, and then it basically turns that cell into a little factory for making more viruses, which then come out of the cell. And then more viruses come out, and they spread to other cells, so on and so forth.
Sometimes the virus won't make copies right away. It may simply hide out in the cell in a dormant phase. These are called latent cells.
During drug treatment, a latent cell wakes up, becomes a productively infected cell, and then it makes a whole bunch of viruses, and then eventually it dies.
The viruses produced by these cells that wake up can be measured as a viral blip.
Think of a patient who's on treatment and they're getting regular blood tests to see if there's any treatment failure. Okay, so they want to make sure the treatment is still working and the virus is kept under control. So they'll be going along, undetectable, 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 and then occasionally they'll find a blip, what they call a viral blip, which means the virus is detectable for a test. And then most of the time, it will become undetectable again, because nothing really happened.
Essentially, this process is extremely unpredictable, which is why this research is so important.
There are a couple of goals to that particular project. One was, is the model any good? Is the base assumption any good? Can we recover this mean viral load? Can we claim that this has some reflection upon reality? Does it have some features of chronic HIV infection? Can we reproduce features of chronic HIV infection? And that, in that regard, we were successful. That was one of the conclusions, is that yes, this model does reproduce these features of HIV infection. The other thing that I talked about before was viral blips, and we found that yes, you could explain viral blips as these rare event deviations. It was within the realm of consistency within our results that you could have these viral blips and this low viral load.